Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay.
Wouldn't it be great to sit on the dock of the bay? Maybe some of you are fortunate enough to have that view, but some are missing it, as that was part of summer, getting away to a beach somewhere and hanging out in a bay area. Every time I hear that song, it brings back great memories for me as a kid. I did have a chance to get away for a couple of days. I'll tell you about that in a minute or two, and I hope that some of you are finding, whether it's camping or glamping or whatever you want to call it, or jumping in an RV or having a staycation, that you somehow make it work because you do something inventive that allows you to feel like you're getting out. The stir craziness has spread across this great nation, and I think people are just exhausted. You know, all of a sudden people are taking these long power naps. They feel like they have something because they have these symptoms, and it's being weary. We're weary of the coronavirus, and it's here to stay for a while until there's that ready vaccine and the ready answers, and they're not quite there yet at this point. There's been some great breakthroughs, but most scientific research is telling us that if we are not out of this, but if we have the solution, the answer to what has happened and how we can combat it, I'll put it that way, for not having to dive too deep right here at the beginning, then we would be doing good by spring of 2021. So there's some more time to go here. And if it's this time next year and we've got, you know, the stamp out, that would be phenomenal. And I'm hoping for that or before that, certainly. Especially you look at, you know, we look at the deaths across America. It's 177,000 now. There's 5.71 million cases worldwide, 807 deaths. Total cases, 23.3 million. You get it. Schools and school districts and parents and teachers trying to figure out what is the school year going to look like and how tough that is on parents and on educators. I mean, all the way around. And what happens when the schools aren't going? That affects the family. What happens when the economy's not going? That certainly affects the family and some sectors. Many, many, many sectors of the economy are slowly dying on the vine, while some others are starting to see a little bit of a breakthrough, which is a very, very good thing. Not a good thing as the Republicans get ready for their 4 days in the spotlight with their convention, and it'll be digital just like the Democrats had, except for the president is going to speak all 4 nights. We've got two storm systems that are bearing down on parts of the United States, and that's Laura and Marco. And it could be that New Orleans sees it every way, coming in every direction. Same thing with Mississippi, Alabama, parts of Texas, the same thing. Having these two storm systems back to back is very strange. Double trouble, right? Somebody said that I know, it's kind of like going to Pat O'Brien's and saying, I didn't order back-to-back hurricanes. one is quite enough, thank you. But it is double trouble, absolutely. And the Central Gulf Coast is going to feel Marco's wrath first, and then Laura is looming behind. New Orleans is certainly bracing. There are some people that have left because they are not going to hang around for this. They figure, okay, we've been through this, so we'll board up. We see this swirling system, and if it'd be the best thing ever is if it peters out, but it's not looking that way at all. It looks like it could really pack a punch and a lot of potential flash flooding, that kind of thing, and that's very, very sad. President Trump approved Louisiana's request for federal help related to the pair of storms, of course, and so that's a good thing, jumping ahead of it. Also for Mississippi, it's the same thing. They're in that same spot where they could see the double whammy. Certainly, I think with New Orleans especially, people think of Hurricane Katrina, and the Gulf Coast thinks of that too. In Mississippi, same thing. So when you look at the storm Katrina being blamed for 1,800 deaths and levee breaches in New Orleans, which led to the catastrophic flooding, the good news is so much has been shored up since then. But it's putting them in a tough situation where you have some historic homes, you have people that are older, that are in their homes because of COVID, and already I've heard that some are going door to door to check on neighbors, and they're checking to make sure people have flashlights and batteries for the flashlights and all of that, because you've got that overcast skies that have already come in. You have boarded up shop windows. You have, like I said, people who have evacuated already because they know exactly what this looks like. So the intensity could be fast and furious. It could linger, and then to have another system right behind it. Woo! That is very, very tough. Big news, Kellyanne Conway is leaving the president, the White House, one of the president's most influential, longest-serving advisors. She's leaving because of family concerns. She was the president's campaign manager during the stretch run of the 2016 race. She was the first woman to successfully steer a White House bid, then became a senior counselor to the president. She told the president about her decision in the Oval Office over the weekend. She said she needed to spend time with her four kids in her resignation letter. That's what she wrote. Then posted it on Sunday night. Her husband, who's a big critic of the president's, which makes it so odd, doesn't it? And her family have been the subject for a long time of the Washington grist, the rumor mill. But they disagree on lots of things, apparently, but they don't disagree on the kids. So they're both leaving what they're doing so they can dive into the kids who are middle school age and high school age, and one of them has gained a lot of attention because she wants to be emancipated from her family, and I think that's probably part of this whole thing too that's swirling around them, a little bit chaotic and needing to spend more time, I think, is exactly what that's related to. There's nothing else to this. I mean, absolutely nothing. You have a 15-year-old daughter who's pushing for emancipation, and she's all over social media, and you're having nothing but problems. It makes sense, doesn't it? So she was a loyal advocate for the Prez. She'll be tough for him to replace. It's all about the numbers, and we got a ton of them. We're going to talk about them next.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Good, like they had really done well with stomping out the coronavirus, at least temporarily. But Italy's health minister on Saturday reported over 1,000 new coronavirus infections in 24 hours, exceeding 1,000 cases in a day for the first time since May, when the government eased their rigid lockdown measures, because they were really, really strict with what they did. It remember the northern regions of the Lombardy area and the Veneto, where the epidemic rather first came to light back in February, saw 185 and 160 new cases. So, you know, then they start to wonder about people traveling in Italy, and is it that? And it's all the contact tracing that is so vital, trying to figure out what happened there. This is sad. 13 people died in a Peru disco stampede. And how does that happen? So it was in Lima. They were, you know, they were at a disco. 120 people had gathered for a party. And they tried to escape through the only door, the second floor disco, trampling on one another and becoming trapped in a confined space. After the stampede, police had to force the door open. And the Peruvian president said, "Listen, I feel sorry for the relatives, but also anger and indignation with the business people who organized the event." 23 people were arrested. 15 of those tested positive for coronavirus. And they're going to be quarantined. And this is what was happening. So they had the secret party, and the cops were coming in to say no, 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 and break it up. So then they went into a crazy stampede and actually killed each other. killed 13 people for that. I mean, ridiculous. So now it's also the breeding ground for the transmission of the coronavirus, so it's a double whammy, and people just were suffocating. I mean, it's just absolutely awful. I think one of the worst stories I heard from over the weekend. So outrageous and unnecessary, I suppose, is what I'm thinking. Like, how does that happen? And how about this? You got some polls that are out there. We're going to see a ton of polls now because, you know, we're getting closer to, 10 weeks before the election. So in the polls, it's going to be every day different. Who's trailing? What does it look like? Will the convention give a jump start to the Republicans like we saw with the Democrats? I mean, that's what happens usually. Who's ever on stage, you know, they take the, they take precedence just because there's so much messaging and et cetera going on, especially if it's close, but that's the key thing. So looking at, you know, how many days are there and looking at the polls and, you know, what the latest polls show, when you look at presidential approval for the president, the latest result is, and this is 538, where they average the polls, they show that 59 disapprove of the president, 30 of how he's governing, 39% approve. So 59 disapprove, 39% approve. If you straight up had a general in the general election, 52% are saying Biden, 42% Trump, right? And this is every day, it's different. I mean, every day it's a rolling polls, I guess is what I'll say. And I think that can also, you know, depend. So, for example, the Rasmussen report and the Pulse opinion research that showed the presidential approval from just 2 days ago showed that 51% approve and 47% disapprove. In looking at the U.S. Senate and looking at the presidential, looking at the presidential approval tied to that, if you will, it's pretty interesting. You know, because which way is it going to be? Are we going to see some unseating of Republicans, or are there going to be Democrats who take up some of the seats, or, you know, again, what does that look like? So if we look at just straight across the board from a week ago, Rasmussen for the presidential approval, how does that work? How does that go? They're saying that 47% approve, 51% disapprove. So you can see the numbers, and then the for the U.S. Senate, if you look at just even one of the races, Ossoff and Perdue, if you looked at that in Georgia, it's so tight. 46% are saying Perdue, 48% are saying Ossoff. And, you know, this is blue versus red, and, you know, there's so much more wrapped up into this. And it just goes to show you that with the polls, presidential pollsters follow this, and they follow it as you get closer to the election when you look at issues. So it is something that they read the tea leaves with, but they can certainly move in a lot of different directions in a week and then come back and circle back and change again. All right, shelter. It's interesting. In seeking shelter from the storm of getting pummeled by books that are coming out, the president lately got skewered by Brian Stetler, who wrote a book called Hoax, Donald Trump, Fox News, and the Dangerous Distortion of the Truth. This book is number one right now, selling like hotcakes. I mean, that's what happens, right? We've just seen this happen again and again. Controversy sells. So this book was number one on Amazon, hit number one. And it's not a surprise because hoax talks about internal unrest, unease, whatever, at the network, and talks about what was being said behind the scenes at Fox, and the opinions of the three big hosts there, Tucker Carlson, of course, Sean Hannity, number one, Sean Hannity, and then Laura Ingraham also in that mix, and the book shot from 340 to number one on the bestseller list, and he was on, the author was on with Rachel Maddow on Friday, and that pumped the book out, and he talked about what was happening at the channel, and you know what kind of things are they covering, and what's not happening at Fox News, and because he's a media critic type in a sense, I think he's certainly drawing a lot of eyeballs to it. So again, to go from 340 to 1 is pretty interesting, is pretty big, I would say. Pretty big. All right, let's move to, there's so many numbers. Let's move to another one. How about this? A virtual Comic-Con, and the virtual Comic-Con is always such a big deal. Talk about making money, signing autographs, and just riding it to the bank. It's got to be different with the virtual thing, but it normally is just, like I said, wall-to-wall superheroes walking around, people dressed like the superheroes, all of that. Booths with T-shirts and stars selling things, vendors selling things. Just let your imagination run wild in this universe, the DC universe, Batman and Superman and Wonder Woman, the Joker and the Suicide Squad, all of that is so big. So now they had a split broadcast. You know, they're talking about 100 hours plus of programming between a couple of days. And that was, it's interesting. The first one, August 22nd, happened. And you had the Hall of Heroes, 8 hours of panels and presentations in 9 different languages. And then another day two goes live on September 12th. And that's an on-demand virtual world, which has a faux village of stores and alleys and theaters and island. And I mean, it's your imagination. I think we're going to see more of that. Because what do they do with a comic convention that normally would crush and make a ton of money? They go virtual and try to make it work that way. All right, hang through. Got a couple of great interviews, some conversations in our author's corner. I'll meet you on the other side.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In his first interview since being named the presidential candidate for the Democratic Party, Joe Biden stated that despite the fact that a number of states have reopened, he would completely shut down the country if the flu and coronavirus combined to make it a worse situation.
I would be prepared to do whatever it takes to save lives, because we cannot get the country moving until we control the virus. In order to keep the country running and moving and the economy growing and people employed, you have to fix the virus. You have to deal with the virus.
In ABC's 2020 interview, Joe Biden also discussed his motives for choosing a woman of color as his running mate, stating that he did not feel any pressure to select a black woman. Biden said, although the two come from very different backgrounds with vastly different experiences, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are aligned on principles. This is USA Radio News. American students accustomed to easy access to Canadian campuses are now facing unprecedented obstacles to continuing their education as the nation's borders remain all but closed due to COVID-19. Visas that were once processed in a week are now taking months to secure. Students have been asked to prove that their physical presence is essential, no matter that campuses and dormitories are open as learning shifts online. The impending school year creates a conundrum for the Canadian government and for some 500,000 international college students. Canada's international student policies are not far from those of the Trump administration, which originally planned to deport foreign students whose courses were fully online this fall. The House Ways and Means Committee issued a scathing report accusing the Trump administration of intentionally harming LGBTQ Americans and violating a congressional mandate to act in the best interest of children by permitting South Carolina's adoption and foster care agencies to turn away same-sex prospective parents. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life...
Hey, this is one of my favorite areas to talk about, and Gail Gillingham has written really a wonderful book, In Search of Self, A Personal Journey to Understanding and Acceptance. You know, that's so key, and I see that this is missing in so many people. And Gail, obviously, with all of her work, has seen the same thing, and she's done it herself. So, Gail, thank you so much for joining us on Author's Corner. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for allowing me to share the book in this way. I'm very pleased to do that.
Yeah, it brings it to life. I mean, that's what we're doing. We're sharing the story and just kind of amplifying it for more people to know more about your book. So the big question really is, why did you write this book? What drove you to write the book?
Well, in 1993, I left my marriage, 24 years of marriage, and I believed fully and completely in. When I said my vows, I believe till death do us part, sort of idea. But due to circumstances, I had to leave, and I totally fell apart. I was looking for answers to what was happening to me, and going to a lot of different therapists, reading a lot of books. And believe me, there are a lot of great books out there, but they weren't giving me the answers I needed in my point. And so at one point I discovered the work of William James, and in the 1890s he developed what he calls the model of self. And this model of self gave me the whole picture and showed me exactly what I was looking for in many different ways, mainly because it showed me how we are all completely interconnected with each other, how the one change in my life disrupted the lives of so many people that I knew, and the impact of change and how it really affects each of us as an individual. And so I took this model and for the next 10 years worked on myself with it and with amazing results. And then in my work as a family therapist, worked with my clients and saw great things happening with them too. Then 911 happened. I had no intention of writing a book about this, but 911, I heard the same voice from everyone asking the questions that I asked back in 1993. So I read every book that I could on self-awareness and couldn't find anyone who'd written about this, so decided I had to write the book. And that's what I did.
I love it. Let's go back to William James in 1890s and the model of self. That's so fascinating. And I know you can't go deep on that, but just give us some strokes on that, because how exciting that you found, when you were looking, you found something from the late 1800s that really worked and resonates even with clients and people you know. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, William James developed this model in the 1890s, and the sad thing about it is everyone in the psychological community was so focused on Freud at the time that they kind of missed, I think, that it's a very important piece in human history. The model itself is actually a very simple model. It's four different circles that are basically a picture of you. The very center of it is your spirit, which is solid and unmoving. And then around that, you have the mind, the social self, and the material self. So we are made up of these four different circles. It's very simple to draw. It's very simple to explain. And it is absolutely impossible to fill out in detail because we are so vast and we are so interconnected with everyone. We can't do it. And yet we can see who we truly are as a person if we look at this and all of the different aspects in life that affect us.
Wow. So, I'm glad I asked that question because I think that in doing that, like you say, we're so vast. It's the work that you have to put in. And we're talking to Gail Gillingham. Her book is In Search of Self, A Personal Journey to Understanding and Acceptance. So you leave the marriage of 24 years. It's a risky step. It's a risky move. You do it. You discover William James and you're searching and you're on this path. How has your life changed since you discovered the power of self and awareness?
Oh, my life has completely changed. In the 80s, I had already begun working with people with autism and learning about them in the midst of living with a man who did not want me to work out of my home because of his jealous nature. And so by leaving him, I was free to do the things that I really felt like I needed to do. My first book of autism was published in 1995, called Autism Handle with Care, and this book introduced me to the world. And since then, I have been in every continent in the world except Australia and South America, either working or teaching. And I'm known all over the world. I was in South Africa in 2006, and I had people from Nigeria and Thailand and China coming up to me and saying, "Oh, I've got your book on my desk." And so it's a very, very different world. I'm happy. I'm free to be myself, and I'm no longer living as a pseudo self hiding behind a facade that wasn't true.
Wow. And so that's incredible. All the places that you've been, what was lifted, it was meant to be. Imagine if you hadn't taken that step. Do you think about that?
Oh, I do all the time. Well, actually, my husband was sexually abused as a child, a secret that he kept for 20 years of our marriage. And at that point, it got out in the open, and I ended up thinking that we were now going to be okay, because the rage that he would happen in our home had to do with the sexual abuse. It had nothing to do with me or our relationship or anything. And that's part of my whole story is dealing with rage like that. And
That's good how you answered that. The secret that was bottled up, and then what happened, and then how you stepped out. And imagine, and it's what I asked you, imagine if you hadn't taken that leap, if you didn't.
Well, the reality was that we assumed that we would be okay, but we weren't, because now I knew his secret, and he actually went from beating me to trying to kill me.
Oh.
And so when I left in 93, it was because we both understood that if I'd stayed any longer, I wouldn't be alive.
Yeah. Wow. And there's that's another powerful part of this for people that are listening, that you may find yourself in a situation that's untenable, and you're just there, and it's tough to make that move. It's tough to move and realize again in search of yourself. And that's powerful to why you wrote the book. What do you hope people that are listening to this conversation take away from the book and reading the book?
Well, I want people to feel good about themselves, because I think from the day that we're born, we're given all of these negative messages. Oh, you're too slow, you're too fast, you're too tall, you're too short, you're too fat, you're too skinny, and so on. And we do this, society does this to everyone. And it's such a waste of lives. And in the midst of that, we also have the message that we have to look after everybody's feelings but ourselves. You know, you can't cry because that'll upset mother. You can't run around in the school because that'll upset your teacher, and so on. And all of these messages we carry for the rest of our lives. And I want people to understand that everything that's happened to us has created who we are, and it's okay. What we're doing and who we are is absolutely okay. What the book does is it triggers, and by sharing my story, I've found that it triggers your story. And then you start learning about yourself and opening up to, it is okay. I am, for example, one of the things about me is I am not a salesman. I cannot sell anything. But that is okay. And that's one of the reasons I'm on the radio with you today, because I think that I've got to find the other people who can be the salesman in order for this book to get out to the public. Once you begin to understand and accept the model of self-care for yourself, an amazing thing happens. You cannot look at another person without realizing that they have their own distinct, unique story that has created them. And all of a sudden, all the stereotypes and everything that you're carrying just fall away. And you accept them as they are, too. It's just an amazing process.
Wow. That's a powerful place to end this. Absolutely. Gail Gillingham, In Search of Self, A Personal Journey to Understanding and Acceptance. Pick it up. It's on Amazon and wherever great books are sold. Gail, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I love good storytellers, and this next woman that we're going to introduce you to is a great storyteller. Denise Coy Blake joins us from the UK, and she's written a book called Sailor, Sailor, A Family Affair. And there's no greater tribute, as she told me off the air, and I agree as somebody who's written as well, than somebody telling you they loved your story. They got lost in the details in a good, good way. And that's what great novel writing especially is all about. And also writing about what you know about. And maybe you change the characters' names, but so much of it resembles your life. So, Denise, thank you for spending time with us. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're more than welcome.
What made you decide that this was the story you were going to go after? Because you told me off the air, right, that your dad was a sailor.
That's right. Well, this is the story that just kept over and over in my mind. And I just thought, I've got to try and write it. I don't know whether I'm knowledgeable enough or clever enough to actually do it, but I'm going to give it a go.
And you
so
did.
That's what I did.
And you did give it a go. And so when you sat down to do it, what was it like writing this story? What was it like for you?
Oh, it was great. Once I started, it's as if I couldn't stop. It just flowed. It just came out of me. And I can always remember a dear friend of mine and her husband came round for a meal. And I had been tapping away on my laptop and writing the story, and
while I was cooking, she actually picked up the laptop and started to read what I had written. And she sat there for the rest of the afternoon and didn't put it down. And she just said, "You've got to finish this. This is absolutely brilliant." And I said, "Don't worry, I'm going to, don't worry." And she said, "I don't even know where this came from, but it's so good. I'd be really cross with you if you don't do something with this." And I suppose that sort of got me thinking. I sort of thought, oh, well, something I had started for my own self-satisfaction, as it was, and there was somebody else that had picked it up and was really enjoying what I wrote. So that sort of brought it home to me. I sort of thought, oh, well, perhaps as late as it is in my own life, perhaps I can actually write. So there you are.
Yeah, oh, it's never too late. Are you kidding? And I love that you had such encouragement, because, boy, don't we all need friends that encourage us. And listening to it and hearing it, knowing that, you have to finish this. In Sailor, Sailor, A Family Affair, do you have a favorite character? Because sometimes as you develop a character, and it is based on, you know, sometimes some of the characters, people you know, did you kind of fall in love with one of the characters? Did you like writing about one of the characters?
Yes, I suppose that's, yeah.
Was it Connie?
Sorry?
Was it Connie?
Yes, yeah, I love Connie. She came alive as I was writing. There was just something special about her. Her fortitude, you know, the way she just buckled down and got on with things. And that brought to mind my mum. Connie was so much a part of my mother, really. And I just thought, it brought it home to me just how lovely a person my mother was and what she had to put up with. I loved that character, and I was quite taken with Sid as well, because he was based on my dad.
And your dad, we should tell him, because you told me this off the air. I mean, he was the guy. He was in the submarine. And I don't know about you, Denise, but I have taken a few tours, not tours as in being in the military, but tours on submarines. And boy, oh boy, it takes a certain kind of person to be able to be in a submarine, I have to tell you.
Oh, I quite agree with you. I mean, my dad used to take me to Navy days when they were here in Plymouth. And if there was a submarine there, I know at one time he took me down through it to show me what was what. And he used to say, "This is a huge submarine compared to what I went in during the war." And, you know, you had to sort of follow a trail of people through. And all I could feel was, oh, get me out of here. I'm claustrophobic. Oh, I just wanted to run and get out of that submarine. So how he managed to live on it with all these other men, you know, and survive, I don't know, Kate. I couldn't have done it.
Me either. We would have made a perfect pair, Denise. They wouldn't have left the dock with us. And so it is interesting, and the visual is there. And the book is called, again, Sailor, Sailor, A Family Affair. You can get it on Amazon, Denise Coy Blake. And Denise, in doing this story and weaving this tale, let's tell everybody a little bit about it. Give us a synopsis, kind of what's the story about?
Well, The Family Affair.
Yes, what's A Family Affair about?
Basically, it's about the friendship between a lovely little old lady and a disillusioned young man. They form a bond between each other, and he's runs a small family auction business, and this old lady, she turns out some things that belong to her deceased husband. She's a bit strapped for cash, although she'd never really admit it. And she finds this golden statuette hidden in one of his travelling trunks. So She just got no idea how much it's worth or what its value is. So she takes it into the auction house, and eventually Liam gets to see it, and he realises right away that it's worth a small fortune, basically. And, well, he decides that he will do his utmost to sell it for her and get her some money so she can have a life. But in the meantime, there's sort of an understory there which tells the story of Hector and all his journals and the travels he's made and how he found the statuette out in the desert, basically, and what he did with it.
Yeah, and it's such an interesting, we don't want to give away too many of the details, but this is really a well-written novel. And you told me something interesting. You rewrote the novel, you know, went through the whole thing, and there's something about that for people listening. Sometimes you think you have your best work out there, and then something happens, and it makes you reboot, and you were kind of forced to reboot. But when you did, you said it was just that much better, right?
Yes, absolutely, yes. That's very true.
And I think there's a lesson in that. I wanted to make sure I said that because I think that's because really you've done such a great job with this novel. I mean, trust me, with all the distractions I have in my life and so many people listening probably have, when you pick up a book, that's the idea. You want to get, like your friend said, you want to get lost in the story. You want to enjoy it. You want to follow along and become interested in the characters, and I think you really make us, that's why I asked you about the characters, I think you really made us interested in the characters. What do you hope people take away from reading Sailor, Sailor, A Family Affair?
Well, basically just that people really enjoy it. As I said, I don't think there's a greater accolade you can pay an author than for somebody to come up and say to you, I really enjoyed that story. You know, I even had one lady, that dropped me a note after she read A Family Affair just to tell me how much she enjoyed it. And I thought that was lovely of her.
Yeah, absolutely, because that goes such a long way for you and for you to know that. I could see us having a cup of tea and talking all day long. You're such an enjoyable person to have a conversation with and then to know this work that you've put out there. Was it fun for you to do this?
Oh, yes. Yes. I mean, if I didn't enjoy it, Kate, I wouldn't do it. As simple as that. But yes, I get carried away with my novels and my characters, and once I start writing, it's a case of, oh, don't interrupt me, just let me carry on. You know, it's I can be quite single-minded about it.
I like that. Well, we can't wait to see what happens next, and this story is riveting. So you're looking for a good read and a good gift, too, because we have holidays eventually coming up. Sailor, Sailor, A Family Affair, Denise Coy Blake, thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.